Last time we began discussing the sugya of hatmana, and we saw the Gemara in Daf Lamed Daled Amud Aleph that indicates there are two flavors of hatmana. There's hatmana bedaver hamosef hevel and hatmana bedaver hamamid hevel. And we saw the girsa lefaneinu that Rashi understands the Gemara is talking about two different types of concerns in each of these scenarios. When we talk about hatmana bedaver hamamid hevel, Hatmana Bedaver Mamid Hevel is only Aser on Shabbos, something that's going to preserve the heat, but not increase the heat. That's only Aser on Shabbos, and that's Aser because of Shema Yarsiach. Rashi explains Shema Yarsiach is that you may come to cook, and that seems to be taking a stand about Bishalach or Bishal issues, and the implication that according to Rashi, that may depend on how you view Bishalach or Bishal. Bedavar lach, if you're going to restrict this to a Dabar Yavish, or if Rashi holds that Yesh Bishal HaKabishal Dabar lach, or the variant that the Rut suggests in other Rishonim, even with this Girsa, it's not really a concern in Bishal, it's a concern that you may come to be Mavir. And that's the issue when it comes to Hatmana Bedavar HaMamid Hevel, which is Aser only on Shabbos. Then the Gemara says there's another flavor of Hatmana, and that's Hatmana Bedavar HaMosef Hevel, that the insulation is going to cause an increase in the heat. And that's us, or even on Erev Shabbos. And ultimately, that's because of Shema Yachata B'Gecholim. Gemara says it's Gzeira Shema Yamna B'Remetz, and that's us, Shema Yachata B'Gecholim. We discussed briefly the Gzeira to Gzeira implications and why that's Kula Chada Gzeira. So that's the Gemara, the way we have it in front of us, the way Rashi understands the Gemara. There is a variant Girsa that totally flips everything on its head. And that we find in the Rif and the Rambam. What do the Rif not like about the Girsa Lefaneinu? So the Rif actually tells you in a Tshuva that the Ramban quotes, the Magen Mishnah cites, Tshuvas HaRif Simen Resh Sadi. The Rif tells you that the Girsa that we have Lefaneinu, that the Rif rejected, Al Tismoch Alav, Shehu Shibish Gadol. What's the problem? Lefi shadavar she'eno mosif hevel, eino marsiach. If something is mamid hevel but not mosif hevel, it doesn't increase heat, then what's shaykh to say that it's marsiach? The lashon of the Gemara is shema yarsiach. So the Rif understood that to mean that it's going to ignite on its own. It's going to heat up and ignite on its own. And that doesn't make sense if it's a davar hamamid hevel. But the way Rashi understood the Gemara, it doesn't mean Shema Yarsiach that it's going to heat up on its own, that rather we're concerned that you're going to do something to it. As Rashi said, Zeira Shema Yimsa Kideroso Shinistanana Kishayirsa, that you're going to do something to ignite it. V'nimsa nevashel v'shabbos. You're going to do something to heat it up, rather, and nimsa nevashel v'shabbos. So not worry that something's going to happen on its own, or worry that you're going to do something to it. But be that as it may, the Rif flips the girsa in the Gemara. Daf Yudalet Amud Beis, v'dafei harif. And the Rif has as follows. Amar Rava. Nimnema Amru Ein Tomnin the Davar Hamosif Havel Vibodyom. So we start off with not Mamin Havel Vibosif Havel. Why is it that you can't be Mamin Bidavra Mosif Havel even an Erev Shabbos? Gzeira Shema Yarsiach. So the Gzeira Shema Yarsiach is going on Mana Bidavra Hamosif Havel on Erev Shabbos. We'll see in a moment what the concern is specifically. If that's the case, then we should be gozer on Davar Hamamid Havel, Davar Hamosif Havel, even Bein HaShemashos. Amalei, Stam Kederes Bein HaShemashos Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, we're not going to be gozer Bein HaShemashos on a Davar HaMosif Hevel. And then step two, Amar Rav, Nema Amrei, Tamin the Davar She'ein Mosif Hevel, Mishach HaShecha. Why can't you be Ma'amin B'Davar HaMamin Hevel on Shabbos itself. And to that, the Gemara says, Zeresh Yamin Beremetz, Ba'asi. So, what's the flow according to the Rif? What's the concern of Shema Yarsia as the justification of the Israel Manu Adavra Hamosif Hevel, even on Erev Shabbos? Take a look at the Ran. Yibra Maskel Amar Rava. Second Amar Rava on the page. Amar Rava. Nibnei ma Amar Ein Tom Nibadavra Moses Havim Bod Yom. Zera Shema Yarsia. Kolomar. Im Nat Yer Lit Mon Bidavra Ha Moses Havim Bod Yom. If will allow you to insulate in something that's Moses Havel and Erev Shabbos. Shema Tartiyah HaKadei Erev Shabbos. So then the pot may come to boil itself on Shabbos. Meaning you're setting up a situation, if it's Moses Havel and Erev Shabbos, it's going to continue to heat up. So it'll come to the point on Shabbos proper where it's going to be boiling. The Yitztarech L'galosa, and you'll have to uncover it Ad she tanuach harisicha in order to let the boiling die down. V'yachzer v'yichaser b'Shabbos, and then you're going to go back and cover it again on Shabbos. V'nimsa tomei b'davra mosif havel b'Shabbos shuaser, and then you're going to end up being matmim b'davra mosif Shabbos hevel on Shabbos proper. So the reason you can't be matmim b'davra mosif hevel in Erev Shabbos, it sounds like, is lest you come ultimately to be matmim b'davra mosif hevel on Shabbos proper. And that's pretty explicit in how the Rambam understood the Gemara, who had the same girsa. The Rambam in the beginning of Perek Daled, Halacha Beis. Rambam writes, Min adin, hayesh tom din midavra hamosif havel bo yom, yishar tav shetam shabbos. Mi'ikra adin, there should have been no problem in being matmim midavra hamosif havel on Friday. Sharei Mashim al Gabe Eish B'Shabbos. Why is it any worse than Shehiyah? You're allowed to do Shehiyah on Erev Shabbos into Shabbos. Why can't you do Hatmana on Erev Shabbos into Shabbos? Aval Asru Chachamim Lahatmin B'Davar Hamosif Havel B'Vayom Gezerah Shema Tartiyah HaKeder B'Shabbos. We're worried that the Kedera is going to heat up on Shabbos on its own. The Yitztarech L'Galosa. You'll have to uncover it to allow the pot to calm down. The Yafsa Vyachasa B'Shabbos, and then you're going to end up covering it again. The Nimsa Tomein B'Davra Hamosif Havel B'Shabbos Yuaser. Then you're going to end up B'Matmen B'Davra Hamosif Havel on Shabbos proper. Lefika. Mutter lahamin bedavra mosif havel ben ashmashos, shestam kederos ben ashmashos, kvar rasku v'nachu mi ba'abuan, v'kevan shanachu shov einan rosin. So then, the Rambam, following the Rif, is kind of forced to understand the next line of the Gemara. So we have the Gemara, the ben ashmashos carve out is going on mamet hevel. On Shabbos, you can't be mamet bedavra mamet hevel. But Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to be Matmid B'davar HaMamid Hevel, just like you can be Matmid B'davar HaMamid Hevel, Ben HaShemashi, you can be Matmid B'davar HaMamid Hevel, just like you can be Matmid B'davar HaMamid Hevel on Erev Shabbos. Shabbos proper, no. Erev Shabbos, yes. And Ben HaShemashos, yes, like Erev Shabbos. So that makes sense. The way the Rif and the Rambam of the Girsa, we're starting with Davar HaMosif Hevel and Erev Shabbos, and then we have the Ben HaShemashos exception. The Ben HaShemashos exception is going on Davar HaMosif Hevel. So we're saying you can't be Matmid Davar HaMosif Hevel on Erev Shabbos, but you could be Matmid Davar HaMosif Hevel during Ben HaShemashos. If you can't do it on Erev Shabbos, you can't do it on Shabbos, but Ben HaShemashos, you can. But that derived the other Rishonim have a lot of difficulty with how could that be? But the Rambam's trying to explain that. That you're allowed to be Matmid B'Davar HaMosif Havel B'Ein HaShemashos because If you're putting up a pot, Ben Shmoshos, it already boiled. And if it already boiled, even if it's most of Hevel, we're not worried that it's going to boil anymore. We'll have to come back to that, or at least the Rishonim's objection to that. And then in Halacha Gimel, the Chaim in Adin, Haya Litmon Atav Shel Medarvish Eina Mosif Hevel, B'Shavas Atzma, Mikra Adin, he should have been able to be Matmin, B'Davar Hamamid Hevel, on Shabbos itself. Aval Asu Chachamim Davar Zeh, Zeh Rashama Yamin B'Remetz, but you're not allowed to do that Midrabanan, lest you come to be ma'amin in remetz, v'yabo nitzotzos shel eish, v'nimzachos. And that's going to lead you potentially to be chote v'gecholot. So you can't be ma'amin b'davar ha'ma'amin hevel on Shabbos, lest you come to be mechate v'gecholot. And why, for the Rambam, can't you be matmin b'davar hamamid hevel on Shabbos? Hamosif hevel on Shabbos itself. Right? The Rambam said you can't be matmin b'davar hamosif hevel on Erev Shabbos. Ultimately, lest you come to be matmin b'davar hamosif hevel on Shabbos itself. And why can't you be matmin b'davar hamosif hevel on Shabbos itself? The Rambam doesn't tell you explicitly. If it's because Hashem yichad b'gecholim. The Rambam doesn't really tell you that. He only introduces Hashem Yichad B'Gecholim in Halacha Gimel. So there's a line in the Rambam, in the Perush Rambam on Masechta Shabbos that we quoted once earlier, which was printed in was it Sinai or Moriah decades ago? Which journal? Yeah, what do you want to say about them?
I just want to say that the Rambam does say, sounds like the
Yeah, but what about?
even meaning even the double was a meaning it also includes something that's the double was a.
So you want to say when the Rambam says you can't be ma'amin davar chacham b'Shabbos afilu? Yeah, but so the Rambam began that halacha saying why can't you be ma'amin b'davar ma'amin havel? Shem yichata lefikach asu lahamin.
It doesn't have a chain at the beginning.
The chain is halacha base tell you mikra din it should have been butchered to be ma'amin b'davar mosif havel on Erev Shabbos, but we're going through for reason A, and halacha gimel it's v'chein. Nigra then it should have been able to be Mamad Dabra Mamad Havlon Shabbos, where it goes there for reason B. The Chayin is that there's a similar model.
I would have expected the Bechain to be more. Have more substance rather than just a parallel of it should have been mother but as also meaning if you want to give the chaim more substance you'd say that the reason for both the Maimon and David and Moses is the Shem Yechatan and that's why the Rambam says the Fichach of the Achilu but
But then the Rambam tells in Halacha Beis, the Nimsa Tomei B'Davar Mosif Hevel Shu Aser. Why is it Aser? How do I know it's Aser?
read on.
Shu Aser sounds like it presupposes we understand why it's Aser, not relying on that he's going to tell us later. Meaning, it sounds like Shu Asr even before these Xeros, right? Midadin, it should have been mutter to be Ma'amim Dabra Mosif Hevel Erev Shabbos. Ella, what Chazal came along and goes there, lest you be Ma'amim Dabra Mosif Hevel on Shabbos, which is clearly Asr, it's nothing before any Xero. No?
What's before the Erev Shabbos?
The Rambam say that the Ikar Adin should have been mutter to be Matmin B'davar HaMosif Hevel in Erev Shabbos. Elo what? We're go there, Shema Yarsiyah, the Yaf Sevichas of Shabbos, the Nibsa, Tomi B'davar HaMosif Hevel B'Shabbos, Shu Asir clearly before Nigzer. that we understand this answer without any gzeira. That's what it sounds like. It sounds like Beis and Gimel are parallel, and we're talking about two gzeiros that were implemented for specific reasons. Atu the halacha Gimel is Atu Shami Yechata, or Shami Yechata. We know why Shami Yechata, right? Yasser. And in halacha Beis, it sounds like it's we know before any gzeiros why the Imam and Davar most of Hevel Shabbos should have been Yasser.
So the Afilu is, even though the Shemini Achat is such a distant Chashash,
Right, it's long by that Hanuman Rav Moshe Hevel is also that I already know, but even Rav Mamon Hevel, where that's only this Chashash Shabbat of Shemini Achat. So the Rambam has a line in his Peirush Masechta Shabbos, Amar Rabba, the Davar is actually the last line in the published section or the fragments that they found in the Rambam's Peirush on Masechta Shabbos. It doesn't go past the first two brachim. So the line is Amar Rabba, the Davar Hamosif Asher LaHatmin Bo. Vafilim Shema Yarsia Likadera Bishabis. Perush, what does it mean? Shema Yarsia Likadera Bishabis. So the Rambam in the Yad that we just saw has Shema Tartia. That was the risk problem that Shema Yars that the Riff understood in the Gemara that Shemayosiach is something that's going to happen on its own, not something that you're going to do to it. And that's how the Rambam is consistent with that. We're worried that the Shema Tartiach HaKadeira, the Kadeira is going to boil, and then you'll uncover it, and then you'll recover it. The Nimsa Tomei Davar. So here the Rambam says, Shema Yar Siach LeKadeira B'Shabes, Perish Yosef Aleha B'Shabes, that you will add material on Shabbos, may also davar hamosif of that material that you're adding. Yosef alav b'Shabbos may also davar hamosif. Sounds like you mean from the same material that you were matmit in on Erev Shabbos that davar hamosif hebel, right? You will be mosif may also davar hamosif hebel ad she'asiyach hakdeira until that's going to heat up. That's going to heat up the Kedera. Does that mean heat of the Kedera and that'll be Bishul, heat of the Kedera and that'll be Havara? Not clear. But it sounds like he's saying that we're worried if we allow you to be Matmim Medavra Hamosif Hevel on Erev Shabbos, then you may come to do an action on Shabbos itself to enhance that admona that's going to result in resicha, which is either an act of bishul, an act of havar.
For the Rambam, if he's willing to understand Garciach in that way, then what would be his compulsion not to learn like Rashi?
So we don't,
Well, this is not just his girsa.
right? I think that was his girsa, and that was. The Rif is aware that there is more than one Girsa. He's the Tzifa of the Tshuva, and he says he was dismissed from the other Girsa. The Rambam doesn't have any. The Rif is explicit that he was bothered by the other Girsa because of the Yarsiach issue. No indication that on the Rambam. So I don't think the Rambam is Meshuvah to that the reason. The Rif, and that's probably the Girsa that he had. So I acknowledge that this line in the Perush HaRambam is not consistent with the way he presents it in Yad. So I'm not saying that you can really read it easily into the Yad. The Rambam's Lashon and Yad is the issues in being mechaseh v'nimsa tomei medavar mosif hevel b'Shabbos yu aser, and the Rambam in the Perush HaGemara says the issue is Yosef Aleha, Asher. But I'm wondering whether there is any way of still reading that in a little, that when the Rambam says Nimsa Tomein Bedavra Hamosiv Hevel Shabbashu Aser, that what that really means is that that extra act of Atmana is going to cause a Yarsiyah Chakidera, which would be an act of Bishul or Havar. Any thoughts?
Can we explain again how we're greeting the Ram in the end? Meaning Shema Tatiach, it's gonna be boiling, and therefore you're gonna come to boil it again. That's fine.
I'm just posing the question whether there's any way of impugning into the Rambam Yad what he writes in this Perush al Gemara, which would mean to read as follows: Shema tartiach hakder b'Shabbos, it's going to heat up. V'yitzarech ligalosa, you have to uncover it. Ad shetanuach, so that part clearly is not consistent with what he said in the Perush al Gemara. Ad shetanuach harasicha. The yatsav yichaz b'Shabbos, you're going to recover it, which means that you're adding more Mosif Hevel material. V'nimsav tomi medavra Mosif Hevel b'Shabbos shu aser, because that's going to lead to being Marsiach the Kedera.
Would it be Hatzmana if you're just adding the Dover mostly into the, let's say, the Kupa? Would it be Havara, sorry? Would it be Havara?
Not per se, but it sounds like the concern is that by adding this material, that's going to somehow further ignite the flame. That this added hatmana is going to have some effect on either igniting the flame more, or igniting the coals more, or doing something to add to an act of havar. Okay, if you don't say something like that, then I think we're probably forced back to the way Yonatan wanted to read the Rambam, that really even the Matmid Medavra Mosif Hevel Shabbos is ultimately Shemi Chatz related. But the fact that it only comes up in Halacha Gimel, and Beis and Gimel seem to be parallel and not doesn't lend itself as smoothly to reading the Rambam that way. Yeah.
So just to clarify, Rabbi Shita, in the parish,
I have a sheet on this.
Rabbi's
Well, a
mom.
question. I'm was posing a question to the cover whether you think that's a reasonable read at all.
Rabbi's suggestion.
Yeah.
In the parish, the concern is etzem the adding, and we're not sure, what exactly adding more hatman material would do. But in the yad, it's more about the bishul hakdeira, the hakdacha hakdeira, whatever that would.
In the Yad, we don't know what it is. He just tells you that the Nimsa told me Medavra Mosif Hevel Shabbos Shu Aser. Why is it Aser? The Rambam doesn't tell you.
But in the parish, it's for sure something about the adding itself.
That's going to lead to we are Siach HaKedera. Okay. Now, the Ravid is Masig as follows. Ne'olam lo nir'u v'lo nishma'u tapuchos ke'ela mibod yom aser ben nishma'u shizmotzer. How could you countenance such a suggestion that something's going to be aser at Erev Shabbos and mutter ben nishma'us? U'b'gemara stam k'deres ben nishma'us roslos pein v'lomer karnachu. Gemara says stam k'deres ben nishma'us roslos, and the Rambam says karnachu. The Emes arrives al kakos of a girsa. So it's true that the Rambam was half forced into this because of the girsa that he had. So you can't fully blame the Rambam. Aval apeir shalom kol kav yosef. But the way he, what he did with the girsa is messed up. V'cheinu apeirish lezos a girsa. So if you're going to be forced into this girsa, the Ravid says, how should you read it? Bedavar hamosiv gazru. Vafilu mibod yom. Zera Shema Yarsiach. If it's a davar Mosif Hevel, it goes to even Erev Shabbos, Shema Yarsiach, Perish. Kevin da Atnim Mosif. Gali Daite, Derosea Kabayla L'Orsa. if your mom and Madavar Moshe Pavel, you're showing that you're interested in this Tavshil being Roseach come Shabbos. The Zimden, the Pasuk, Raschei, Mishum da Arif Zimne, Umar Sechle Mishach HaShecha. And sometimes, because it's going to be on the flame for so long, the heat's going to die down, and you're going to end up being Marciach it again on Shabbos. So we're worried because it's going to be on the flame for so long, it may not be consistently hot, and if it cools down, you may come to be Marciach it. Bein Hashmashas Nami Litzar V'Darvish Eina Mosif. Dekevan Desham Yilahad Min Mechzi D'Roseach Kavai Lel Orsa. So that's the case, then we should answer Bein Hashmashas Adavrish Eina Mosif Hevel. Meaning Davar Ha Mosif Hevel, we understand that Mitzvah Seder Shabbos will be answered even Bein Hashmashas. But maybe Darisha Eina Mosif Havel should be Mutter Ben Hashmashos. Sorry, should be Asir Ben Hashmashos. Amarle, Stam Kederos Ha Nitumanos Ben Hashmashos, Rosal Tain Lorsa, Lo Tisuk Vitsi Chasan. So the Ravid kind of has his cake and eats it too within the. He doesn't like the Gersa anyway. He says he prefers our Gersa. But if you're going to use the Gersa of the Rif, the Ravid says you still have to understand that the Bein Hashmashos question is going on Davar Mamet Hevel, not Davar Mosif Hevel, which has its own dofik because the Gemara hasn't yet introduced Davar Mamet Hevel once it comes to the Bein Hashmashos question. The Ravid gives a little bit more nofech to, so the Ramban gives a little bit more nofech to how the Ravid is reading the Gemara according to that. The Akshina Anihachi Ben Hashmashos Nami, Kolomar, Ben Hashmashos Demasnisin, the Davar She'eino Mosif Litzar, that we should answer Davar She'eino Mosif Hevel, Davar Mamet Hevel Ben Hashmashos, Dekevan Desha'a Ada Erevu Matmin, Beroseach Nichalei, Vidilma Lu'or Sanami Mitzarek, that since you're waiting until the last minute to be matmin, you're showing that you want to have hot food that evening. So maybe you'll be merasech it. Uparik stam kederes ben hashmashos rosh chosein. Lo tifsak v'si chasim b'sha'a kala. That stam kederes ben hashmashos already heated up. It's unlikely that it's going to cool off that much in a short amount of time. The ilam achar by law, and if you want it the next day. So we don't care if it's hot now or not. Came the mom and Darvishena Moshe Litzarev Macha. Okay, so the Ravid just says if you're going to use the Rambam's Girsa, you still have to understand that the Bein Hashmashos Shaila is going on Mamet Hevel, not on Moshe Hevel, because Lo Yitachein that Davar HaMoshe Hevel is going to be Aser on Erev Shabbos and Mutter Bein. Hashmashas. Yeah.
Just Akasha, within the Rav's understanding, so why did the Gemara then have to introduce another reason for Davar HaMamet Hevel of Shani Amram Shani if it could have used the same rationale of Siach Le'Mishach HaSheichal? I mean, because Kol Shekinah is going to cool down and be forced to do HaSachal.
You're saying, what if the Ravid says that the Gemara is telling us that Bein HaShmashos, we're not going to ask the Davar Mamet Hevel because Stam Kederes Bein HaShmashos already Rosh Chosein, and if you need it that night, you're not going to come to do anything to heat it up. then the reason that davar mamet hevel should be asur in Shabbos should be shemayarsiach and not shemayamim v'remes, because
Shemayarsiach would be sufficient because as time goes on, once it's well past Ben HaShemoshos, just like the reason, the rationale for Dabar HaMosif is that it'll cool down your bumpy feet. So Chol Shekein for Dabar HaMavet cool down, let's say for Shabbos day, or eventually enough time passes will cool down.
No, the difference is that if you're mamin l'chachil v'davar mamin havel, you're showing that you don't care that it's going to be so roseach. That's the point. Davar mosif havel, you're indicating you want it to be hot. Davar mamin havel, you're indicating you don't care that it just to be so hot. You just want it to be status quo. So then we're not as concerned about shema yarsiyah, but we may still be worried about shema yachad v'ruchol. Okay, then the Ramban just notes that he thinks there's a siyuwa to the riff and the Rambam from the Yerushalmi. Shuv Lefi shadvarim halalu roschen umnerusachin behu notlan behein tashin lesoch yado. So these materials that are listed in the Mishnah, the beginning of Bemei Tomnin, these are materials that heat up and can get heated. And you can remove them and then you return them. They mosif and resicha. And they're going to add resicha when you return them. The fikach asu lit mon behe. So Ramban says the Yerushalmi sounds like it's saying that the concern is in removing and putting back and be mosif resicha, so that kind of supports the Rambam's presentation that we're concerned about Yudavar Mosif Hevel, that it's going to be Marsiach. You'll remove it, you'll put it back, and putting it back with Yudavar Mosif Hevel on Shabbos is more problematic. Then the Ramban asks, and so what exactly is the problem of being chozer v'tomei b'Shabbos? B'Yom Tovah. He says, skipping a little bit, the Davar HaMosif in the Gala Umarsiah the Chozer Kitchilas Hanmanahu the Ika Gzeira the U Magus. That if you're going to remove it and put it back, the Davar HaMosif Hevel on Shabbos, then we talk are worried about Shema Yechata B'Gechalim Umegis and stir it. The Magus is a visual concern, Shema Yechata B'Gechalim is a Havara concern. So that also should give us a little more to think about within the Rambam, where the Ramban is saying this within the Rif Rambam approach, and what the Rambam said back in Halacha Beis, "V'nimsa tomei davar Moshe Pavel b'shabbes shu'aser." The Ramban seems to be raising that could be a Shem Yechatzer problem, which is what Yonatan wanted to say from the beginning. Could be a Negus problem, which would potentially be a bigger problem than Shem Yechatzer. Not bigger, but distinct. Just I neglected to mention earlier, the Rambam Perushim Mishnayos also has pretty much the same lashon that's reflected here in Yad. I'll just read you lashon Perushim Mishnayos is Asu is Zed Zera Shema Yamin Medavra Moses Meir Shabbos V'yarsiyach Hatavshel Achrei Kinesis Hashabbos Machmas Tesevas Hachom.
In the Pesach Mishnah, doesn't he also add something to that? At the beginning, he says that it's the reason for Atmana is, I think, because of Bishul. Towards the top of it, please.
Well, he said, "I did know saying she hey mutter lahamin behemay er Shabbos lefi shein iser b'mashem mosul v'spashem Shabbos." It starts the same way that he starts over here in Yad. That we should have said mikra din that Anman is mutter because there's no problem putting into motion a series of events that will lead to something cooking memeil on Shabbos. Raya lekach shetavshel chai shen v'spashem klal mutter l'shosol eish v'spashem kol laila k'derech haisa. Etc.
I read after he explains the different components in the Mishnah. Read when he starts really going on his whole explaining all the Mahalakim and the
Yeah, so I guess
components.
like in general, but Tam Ha'iser Hamanas Ochel, he says, because they're Musaf, Kimu Davar Talmud, Mubashal Musaf.
Where's the line you're in?
Check, I can show the Rebbe. It's right under Nisura Shel Haroshim. The Tav is Sir
Beginning of Perek HaMe'atonim?
Yeah.
The time is of the
Is, I have Umevashlan also.
You have half of
That's Kavzadish.
something like that on Barley.
You're on the very line?
I'm on Palator, the normal, I think
And
that's
the
right.
very line is Kappa, right?
Barley line, yeah, the same thing. Yeah.
So the Bar Ilan, so it's different in the printed Rambam. So read me the line again the way you have it.
Tam iser hatmonas ha'ochel be'ela hadvarim hamduyim, but v'shehim mosifim bechimum hadavar atomim behem u'mevash lemosel.
Okay, read on.
Hadvarim asher hitir behem hatmono, v'ashir motzo v'matzav v'lulot v'sefes. And then he starts explaining Shrev. V'dak idos hatmono asher dover bo. Take it over.
No, that's good. Right, so how do you want to read that line?
The whole thing broadly is exer. I'm not sure you want to say, but the whole thing broadly is exer artificial. That you might call, it would be a very expansive, because it would apply, let's say, even potentially even things that are already passed, that are even pushable tarp or whatever.
Right.
But because the idea of being Mosif key to something on Shabbos has like either a very similar appearance to Bishul or whatever exactly the nature of its similarity to Bishul would be enough that they'd be both there.
So does that give more credence to the Ramban's Haggadah?
It could. It's a little bit of a different offer, I think, because it would be
Right.
more like a Mefzik in
Because
Masha.
I mean, the Rambam himself, later in that same paragraph, does is not at all talking in terms of Bishul per se.
That could be the basis for the Hatmona, because you might come to the Hatmona on Shabbos.
Right, so that's what I'm asking. So does that give more credence to the Haggadah as opposed to Shamichata concern for Haman v'Dover Mosif Hevel on Shabbos proper?
Right. I don't know if it would have to be Haggadah, but it would over Shamichata for him.
Right, I'm saying the Ramban had the Shamichata and Haggadah.
Right.
Okay, good. Yeah.
Doesn't the fact that he says it's most a clone of Vashon or so imply that there's actual official covering? There is.
With the line that we just read?
Yeah.
So you have to, I'm not sure. You have to read it to figure out what he means by that.
Yeah, just like Magus, we said it could be Mavash or something.
Right.
Triple circle.
Right. Okay, that's putting a lot into that. I have to think about that. Okay. Bottom line, in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber presents Rashi's Girsa. That's the beginning of creation in Zion. Ain Tom the Mishavas of people Darvish Amos of Havel. About the Sabbath Hashem, a tongue above, ain Tom the Mizabra Moses Havel of people Yom, and him and Darvish Moses of Havel, a top shall also appeal with the Abed, the Afka Bissonish and Scabin Sam Yafalo, but only come Musa, which I wish I was mutter. Arthur Shulchan points out in Sif Dalid that there isn't really much of an Alchemina Lalacha between the Gersos, meaning the Alchemina maybe in Tom, but in terms of bottom line, there's no real nafkamina between the Rashi's Gersa and the Ritz Gersa. If you look at the Ursameach has some fancy work to come up with a couple nafkamina based on cheshbonos that he makes. So you can take a look. But in terms of general bottom line, there isn't necessarily much of a nafkamina between the different Gersos here in terms of bottom line. What is us and what is mutter in practice. We had referenced briefly last time, Machlokas Rashbam and Ben Tam and the first Tosfos in Bemet Tomnin as to whether the Isurim of Admana are applicable, at least B'mamet Havel, are applicable to carve-outs that we find by Shehiyah. And it does Admana apply to something that's Vashikam Acham Edusai? Does it apply to Kedei Rechaisa? Rashbam says no. Benatam says yes. So what emerges going to Benatam is that Hadmana is in some sense more chamor than Shehiyah. Even though Shehiyah, Bidarish and his Vajikal, Sarakum, Islamic, Ferrello is going to be mutter, even if it's like Arvakatam, not to bite mana. Even though Shehiyah, in theory, if their chayis is going to be mutter, not so by Hatmana. So it sounds like by Hatmana, we have more of a concern if we're worried there about Shami Fatah, let's say, then there's more of a concern in Hatmana than in Shehiyah. Probably because Hatmana is more hands-on. When it comes to Shia, you're just leaving it there. When you do Hatmana, you're actively insulating in such a way that indicates that you're motivated by at least preservation of heat. So there, maybe there's more of a concern of Shami Chata, and the other exceptions don't necessarily apply. The Mechaber and Sivzai and Paskins like Rabbeinu Tam, the Ramah quotes the Rashbam as Yesh Omrim, but he says, unless you live in a community where the minhag is lahakel, the Rambam doesn't think that you have the right to be makel. Okay, so in practice, what is considered davar mamid hevel? What's considered davar mosif hevel? That's partially the mission at the beginning of Emet Tomnin. The Mechaber tells you in Sif Gimel, Eilim and Rambam Sipin hevel, Tol Shozesim. Zebel, Melach, Sid. Most of these things are not really Solomaisa. I don't think anyone's ever lined their challenge in fertilizer. Nope. The Eilu Dvarim She'ena Mos Even Hevel, Ksus. So clothing, that might be the most Lamaisa, would be considered Mamed Hevel, not Mos of Hevel. Rabbi Karp points out that even though most of these things are not lamaisa, but that which is lamaisa, which is anything that is fueled by some kind of real heat source, be it electric or fire based, that would be davar hamosif hevel as opposed to davar hamavid hevel. That will come back to the Hemshech. Okay. There is a critical machlokas Rishonim that's reflected in machlokas Mechaber Ramah back in Siman Reish Nun Gimel. The Mechaber writes the following. This is the last line in the Mechaber in Sif Aleph. Kol zeh b'inyan shaha shakaderi yosheves al kisei shel barzel al gabi avanim v'eino nogas b'guchal. The whole sugya of Shehiya means it's only relevant where the kadera is not sitting directly on the coals. Aval anman al gabi guchal divrei kol aser. But if the kadera is going to be sitting directly on the coals, that's already considered hatmana. Mishabura menvav, halchi spilu l'machaber, dimshulei akadera nogin b'kachalim, mikri hatmana, v'meila da'asra achim v'vashim glatzarachim v'nstam v'kuralo. If the pot is sitting on the coals mamish, that is hatmana. And therefore, all your shehiya considerations, that'll be mutter, isn't going to help you. And that's the position of Mechaber as well in Reish Nun Zayin Sif Ches. As the Mishnah Berurah points out, Sif Katan Mem Aleph, same idea, that if you have a Kedera that's sitting on coals mamish, that's considered to be Hatmana. And the Ramah disagrees, back in Reish Nun Gimel, the Yesh Omrim, that Filu Makidera Medes Lagavi Eish Mamish, Kolz Man Shehi Megula Lamala, Lo Mikri Hatmana. It doesn't make a difference that it's resting on the coals, but if it's open on the top, that's not called Hatmana, Vishari, Bechein Haminog. So this is what we refer to as hatmana b'miksas. If something is mutman only partially, is that a problematic hatmana? Mechaber says hatmana b'miksas is hatmana. Mechaber says hatmana b'miksas is not hatmana. And this is a machlokas rishon. Rashba, la mivava mibayz, dibra maskal achi yagrof. Mikamokam laman mitvarav. This is according to Ben Chananel in the Sugya in the beginning of Kira. She'ein mishaseinu batmana, ela bishihoi. Remember, we saw that Rashi in the beginning of Kira very strongly linked Hatmana to Shehiya. The Rashi was quoting from Rabbeinu Chananel that the Mishnah is not talking about Hatmana at all, it's talking about Shehiya. Rabbeinu Chananel's Al Kosav Kain. She'inyan mishnaseinu einu atmana, ela kagon kisei shel barzel, v'akadera yosheves alav, v'hi tluya bavanim o b'chayose b'zeh. So what's the case in the beginning of Kira? You have a kadera that's sitting on a metal kisei. It's sitting on something. It's suspended on avanim. It's not directly touching the coals. Aval at manal gabi gachalim, dirbeya kol aser. But if the pot is touching the coals directly, everyone should agree that is problematic. The kaimalan at manam adavar mosiv yom aser. That's considered at manam adavar mosiv havel. And even though that's only hat manam mixas, it's not insulated on the top, not insulated on the sides, it's only touching the coals on the bottom. That's still a problematic hatmana. And then again, the Rashbam and Zayin and Mibbez, quoting Rabbeinu Chananel or Vigon, Zayin and Mibbez, Vimaskal Odirali, Hatmana Vimixas Hatmanahi, the Eina Dover Tali Vatmanas Kalakdeir. You don't need to be Mamma the whole Kadeir. Vitaydulaka, Vidixani Vimas Nisin, Kesaruosa. No, to the Sakisu Vahi no flows, Mishnah Mem Tess. Mishnah says, Tone and Mishlaka to Metatalin Osan, Begiza Tamar, a Metatalin Osan. So certain substances that may not pose a Hatmana problem, but there's a Muksa problem. They can't move it because it's buksa, case of the osa. So what happens if you want to access the contents of a pot that was mutman beheter, but the hatmana substance is muksa, so you can't remove it normally? So what do you do? No tilisakisoi veinoklo. So you can pick up the cover of the pot, and the muksa substance will fall away on its own. And that way, you don't violate an isser of tiltal muksa. So says the Rashi. Here it is. Midaksani must be in case of osa no to lesser piece of a no flows. Alma kisli hakadera ayamagula. So the cover of the pot was open. The Alpha Pikain Lovitiru Ella Bidavar She'ena Mosif. Aval Bidavar Hamosif Usir. It sounds like the seer was the Mutman substance was not covering the top of the pot. That's how the Rashi understood the seer there. In the Mishnah, we'll talk about probably next time that a pot cover itself is not a mana problem. So, however you understood the seer in the Mishnah, you understood that the matmin substance was not covering the top, and nevertheless, it was only mutter b'davar hamatmin hevel, not b'davar mosif hevel under these circumstances, meaning that fundamentally, hatman is a problem, even if it's not fully covered, even if it's only hatman of a mix. So that's the position of the Rashba, reflected by the Mechaber, that hatman of a mix, that's even if it's only surrounding a minority of the pot, even if it's only the kecholim that are touching on the bottom, is still a problem. Tosfos, memchasim et aleph, dibra maskol v'zeisim, right, yeah, the Yisra Amman is only kishematmid umadvik saviv hakadeira dumi the rabbits. It's only if you do that mana around the kadeira, dumi the rametz. But the fact that the kadeira is just touching the coals on the bottom is not hot mana. And a little bit more explicit and direct, Rabbeinu Tam Sefer Yashar, Simen Reish Lamed Hey, Chelek HaChidushim, Simen Reish Lamed Hey, V'chamin Shalanu, Sha'anu Tomnin, Alpha Pishiyesh Vivosav Ma'at Remetz Kigova Espa. So our hot food that we are matmin, even if it's surrounded by a thin layer of ashes, remetz, ashes mixed with coals, that are the height of an espa, Ein Kan Isser, that mana, so you have the pot that's standing on a certain etzba height layer of remetz, ein kan iser, that mana mashma shemechusa barubo kulo, a mana is mashma that rove o kulo, or rubo kikulo, but rubo o kulo is covered by the substance that is matmen. But at mana b'mixas would not be at mana. Why should that be? So Mereshes Moshe quotes from the Sefer Habatim that at mana b'mixas isn't at mana because that's not derech at mana. Derech at mana is if you're matmin, at least the majority of the pot. That's what it means to insulate. But Amadim Mixas is not Derech Hatmana. Tosis has a line like that, Lamed Testament Aleph, Dibra Maskel Ve'ein. That rolling something in sand is not derech hatmana. If you're not ma'amin in sand, you're only megalgel on top of the sand, that's not considered to be derech hatmana. And he points out the Ran as well, basically say if the end of civilization in Zion, quotes the Ran, kafez medal v'dapei rif, kafez medal v'dapei rif, dir maskel ulefi, that covering a kadeira with a wide plea that's longer than the width of the kadeira itself, you have a pot and you're putting a long board on top of the pot, that is not a problematic hatmana because that's not derech hatmana. Now, Rabbi Carr points out, page Reish Samach Dalid, the Shmasiyas, I talked about this also, that within the Rishonim that require Hatmana Berubo, Kula Rubo, Pimagadim as a Safek in Simon Reish Nun Tas, Mishmaso Zav, Sipkatan Gimel, Reish Nun Tas, Mishmaso Zav, Sipkatan Gimel, that if the top of the pot more significant in determining rove than the size of the pot, meaning let's say the rove of the pot is mechusa, the rove of the pot on the sides, the bottom is mutman, but it's totally uncovered on the top. So do we say that even if it's mutman merubo in the entire picture, but if the top is open, you can't call that admana, because what's the effect of admana if the top is uncovered? The Rabbi Kar points out, the Pima Gadam has it as a suffix. Rabbi Kar points out that the Sefer Yasha that we quoted a couple moments ago sounds like we look at the entire picture. We don't give more significance to the top. The lesson was, if you're looking at Rove, no indication that the top has to be covered. You look at Rove in the entire thing. And he points out, lots of the first hostess in Bemet Tomdin, he talks about Admana Misaviv Lakadera. And we're looking at the area surrounding, not necessarily the area on top. If you look at the Mishnah Brura, Reish Gimel Sivkata Memches, Reish Gimel Memches, that was on the Ramah that said, if the Kedera is Algave Eish Mamish, but it's Megula Lamala, that's not considered to be Atmana. Says the Mishnah Brura, Hainu She'ein Mechas Aleha B'Begadim Elmala, that you're not covering it with Begadim on the top. So it sounds like even if it's Mutman Kulo on the sides, but if it's not covered on the top, that's not Atmana. Or that would be considered Atmana B'Mixas, that the Ramah is Mekala. And same thing in Mishabura Samach Tes. In Eino Taman Heite Besokam, Shehu Pasuach Milmala, Shari, Dizelo Mikri Admana. If it's open on the top, that's not called Admana. So again, it sounds like even if it's totally covered on the sides, but if it's open on the top, that's that mana b'mixas that the Ramah said would be mutter. However, he says, take a look at Mishnah Brura, Reish Nun Zayin, Sif Katan Mem Gimel. Reish Nun Zayin Mem Gimel. The Mechaber there wrote, this is the end of Simulation in Zion. The Mechaber says, "If nasan al kadera kli rachav she'ena nogei b'tzidei kadera v'nosim begadim al osa kli rachav mutter the kevin she'ena begadim nesunim el al osa kli rachav she'ena nogei b'tzidei kadera ein kan hatmana." Says the Mishabura Sivkatan Mem Gimel. In the middle, Al Pizeh Teda Dimash Noagin Lahamid Kofi Otavchil the Arishabis Yo Ala Tanur Milmala. People to leave a coffee pot on top of the Tanur Arishabis. Umechasin Osan Bibigadim and would cover with clothing. The Avshalo Yafahe Mosin Lidas Aposkim Hamachmirin Mimne Shachom Tanur Mosif Havel. Mikol Malkam E Limchos Bam Diyesh Lahem Al Mashi Smoku. And this is from a Chai Adam. Chai Adam writes in Klal Kaf Sif Kaf Beis. Nidra Misham Besimen Hay, the Indian Shemamin Akofi Bachol, Roy Lasso Kane. Sheyatmin a kli im a coffee b'chol. Ubavad shelo yatmin kulo rak chesyo o shlishasa. So you're doing admana of this coffee pot. So he said that's okay as long as you're not matmin the entirety of it. You're only matmin chetzio o shlishasa. Ba'achirach yichbel lav kedera be'inyan shelo yigatli v'kedera rakshay avir ben kedera l'kli. And then you can put a kedera over it as long as there's some airspace being masik. The Chai Adam there says that this is not a problematic hatmana as long as you're only covering a third or a half on the side. But it sounds like if you cover more than that on the side, even if it's open on the top, that would be problematic. And yeah, the Chai Adam also writes, while beis if beis, lo nikrat mana elikish enugei adavar shematmin bo, the guf hakadera milmala ulamata v'chosada. And mana is only if you're covering it on the sides and on the top. So one place the Chai Adam says, doesn't make a difference if it's covered on the top, as long as it's robe on the sides, that's a problem. Another place the Chai Adam says, it's only a problem if it's covered both on the top and on the sides. So Rabbi Karp's understanding of the Chai Adam, which is also understanding of the Mishnah Berurah, is as follows. That if you're covering the pot on the top, b'begadim, so then that's going to be problematic as long as it's mechusa berubo on the sides. So if it's rove mechusa on the sides and covered on the top, that's considered hatmana bekula. If, however, it's open on the top, then hatmana is going to be problematic only if the sides are covered bekula. So again, if they're begadim on the top and the sides are rove cover, that's a problem. If it's megula on the top and the sides are kula covered, it's a problem. Yeah, so this question of how do we define admana b'mixas versus admana b'ruba kulo is going to be relevant to the crockpot controversy, which we'll, Rav Hashem, talk about next time. I think we'll stop for today. Next time, we'll finish up a little bit of this discussion of Mixas Kulo, talk about the importance of Kavana in defining whether an act is an act of Hatmana. And we'll try to wrap up Hatmana, aluminum foil, and crockpots as the more lemais applications. Blinether, I'll send you my recomments on Rechitza, which will be our next mini sugya, and then Gozes. We may even begin Rechitza on Wednesday, but if not, then Mirz Hashem next week. And at that point, we'll should be moving at the rate of about a malacha a week. Okay, remember tomorrow, Shakti speaking at 3 in room 303. And if someone could report it, please. I won't be here tomorrow.